Hello, everybody. It's Maria Boyington. Welcome to the show today. My guest is Shay Watkins, President and CEO of the Center for Working Families. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
I am doing well. Looking great as always, Shay. Great to have you here today. Talking about work and a targeted age group, 16 to 24. What should people know about it?
The 100,000 Opportunities Initiative focuses on getting jobs for youth between 16 and 24 years old. There will be 30 employers on site ready to hire people on that day, Thursday, May 3rd.
And of course, that's what we're here to talk about, is this 100,000 Opportunities Coalition Jobs Fair. Everyone, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Shay Watkins. She is president and CEO of the Center for Working Families. What's happening on Thursday, May 3rd is a huge jobs fair. Now, where is it going to be held, Shay?
It will be held at the Georgia World Congress Center right by the new Falcon Stadium. We will have 30 employers there, but we will also have a number of supportive services available to the youth that attend. We will help you write your resume. We will help you print your resume. We will give you interviewing skills. We'll have a clothing closet if you need to put on some different clothes, and a number of different opportunities for youth to engage on a variety of different levels, not just about employment.
And everyone, you need to register if you want to be a part of this jobs fair, which again is on Thursday, May 3rd. And you can do so by going to the number 100, K, the letter, opportunities.org/Atlanta. Again, that's 100kopportunities.org/Atlanta. Shay, how thrilled are you to be putting on this event?
I am very excited to be a part of this initiative. Atlanta has about 78,000 youth between 16 and 24 that are looking for work that are not in school. And that is about 11% of the youth population in Atlanta. Our goal is to make sure that those folks have access to jobs and opportunities, not just minimum wage employment, but really great jobs that lead to career options. Everybody understands that the unemployment rate is really low right now, but there are a number of job opportunities out there. And we are putting this together so that kids from 16 to 24 have an opportunity to engage in those jobs.
You talk about the 11%. We're talking about an estimated 4.6 million young Americans not in school or at work. And that includes 78,000 right here in the metro Atlanta area, that 11% that you were referring to.
Absolutely. And not only do they need jobs, but they also need some support in other areas. So whether it's health care, whether it's financial literacy training, whether it's trying to figure out how you get engaged in community, all of those resources will be there so that we can help fulfill needs and dreams of the youth that attend.
So this is much more than a jobs fair, Shay.
Absolutely. We look at it as a holistic approach to make sure that youth have access to everything that they need so that they can be successful.
Now, again, folks, it's on Thursday, May 3rd. What time at the Georgia World Congress Center?
From 9 to 4.
From 9 to 4. Now, I know you're going to have quite a few companies there, too.
Absolutely. We will have national companies that will be there, and we will also have Atlanta-based companies there looking to hire on the spot. In other cities where this has taken place, about half of the youth that attend get an on-the-spot offer to start work shortly thereafter. So we are trying to beat all of the other cities that have done this. We want as many youth as we can to be there to get access to these opportunities.
So mom, grandmom, granddad, dad, if you're listening right now, get your 16 to 24-year-old to go ahead and register at 100kopportunities.org/Atlanta. That's the number 100, the letter K, opportunities.org/Atlanta. So Shay, let's look at the bigger picture here. Mm-hmm. We know that you are Shay Watkins, President and CEO of the Center for Working Families. What does your center do?
My center provides financial opportunities and economic support opportunities for families in Metro Atlanta. We make sure that people are job ready, that they get placed and they get career opportunities, and provide wraparound support so that they can continue to be successful, whether it's access to childcare, transportation, even folks with criminal backgrounds. We try to help support you to make sure that you can get a job that you can flourish in.
Now, on Thursday, May 3rd, this jobs fair, this is a huge undertaking. So you're collaborating with folks, right?
We are collaborating with a number of other agencies in the area. And that's the beauty of it, that everybody is really coming together to make sure that the youth that attend have access to every opportunity that they can. So not only will the employers be there, but also social service agencies, the school system will be there in terms of, you know, if there's a certification that you want to get, if you want to figure out how you can possibly get back into school, all of those resources will be there for the youth 16 to 24.
We're talking to Shay Watkins, president and CEO of the Center for Working Families, the Atlanta Opportunity Job Fair and Forum, coming to the Georgia World Congress Center on May 3rd. And folks, if you know someone or if you're listening and you're between the ages of 16 to 24 and you're looking for work, well, you're encouraged to register by going to 100kopportunities.org/Atlanta. I understand that Atlanta is the seventh city to host this type of hiring fair.
Absolutely. This fair has been held in D.C., Dallas, Chicago, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and Seattle. And at all of those locations, people were hired on the spot. What we want to do is make sure that we have even more youth attending than all of those other cities and have more opportunities for hiring.
So you're expecting, what, about 2,000 to show up?
We're expecting about 2,000 right now. I think we have about 1,800 registered,
okay.
But we are ready to take more. We want more registrations, and we want everyone to show up.
And you talk about one out of three are expected to land jobs that day.
Absolutely. You can get a job on the spot, but the beauty of it is that the foundation, the Schultz Foundation, will leave somebody on the ground here to ensure that those that don't get jobs that day have a pathway to continue to connect with workforce agencies and social service agencies to continue the process. So it's not just one and done. It is an ongoing process.
You talk about the Schultz Foundation. I have a statement here from Sherry Schultz, who is co-founder and president of the Schultz Family Foundation, in which she says, "We are pleased to launch the 100,000 Opportunity Initiative in the city of Atlanta. This is our seventh community partnership focused on recruiting, hiring, and retaining young talent." And Sherry Schultz goes on to say, "There is nothing more powerful than helping a young person land a job. In addition to the job opportunities at the launch event, we are investing in ongoing efforts in the community to continue to help youth become job ready and get hired. At the Schultz Family Foundation, we believe that a job creates economic mobility and endless possibilities." What you've been saying, Shay.
Absolutely. It's one thing to get the job, but then there are a number of opportunities for people to be supported in that job and to continue to move forward. We don't want people to just get into a minimum wage job that they don't have any growth opportunity. We want to make sure that people can grow and flourish. So companies like FedEx will be there to help support and to offer jobs. Yum Brands will be there. There's so many different companies that will be engaged that are really great companies to work for.
We're talking to Shay Watkins, president and CEO of the Center for Working Families. Now, you talk about getting a job on the spot for ages 16 to 24. You're expecting 2,000 to be there. You've already registered 1,800. The first thing that someone needs to do then is to register.
They must register so that we know that they're coming and we can be prepared. And you register by going to 100kopportunities.org/Atlanta. We have the companies in place. They are ready to go. They are very excited, and it's our responsibility to make sure that every youth that can come is there.
It's on Thursday, May 3rd at the Georgia World Congress Center. Okay, we talk about registering them. What's the next thing they need to do to make sure they're prepared for May 3rd?
Besides registering, all they really need to do is show up. Even if you have concerns, questions, you don't feel like you're ready, we will have people there at the fair that will do mock interviews with you to get you prepared to move on to the next step with an employer. If you don't have your resume, we can help you design and develop your resume.
That day? For your interview that day.
Absolutely. If you don't have the appropriate attire, you still come. We'll have a clothing closet there for people. We're trying to make this as easy as possible for youth to be able to engage with these employers. And in addition, it's going to be fun. We will have DJs. We will have photo booths. We will have opportunities through LinkedIn for mentorship. There's so many different opportunities. You just wouldn't want to miss it.
So no excuse.
No excuse.
Shay, you mentioned LinkedIn giving them a chance to build that online profile, I guess.
Absolutely. Not only will you be able to connect with a mentor through LinkedIn, but we'll actually teach you how to build your online profile as it relates to your work and your career. Everybody has their online profile from a social perspective, but it's also really beneficial from an employment perspective, and we'll help teach you how to do that.
You're going to give them interview skills. You're going to coach them on interviewing, tips on business attire, opportunities for civic engagement too, I understand, such as voter registration and national service too.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that we are all encompassing in terms of support of youth. And we all can see what the youth are doing right now in terms of being civic minded and civically engaged all over the country. So we want to provide Atlanta youth that opportunity as well to get registered to vote, to engage in any civic-minded effort that they want, to volunteer for different things. We want the holistic approach for each kid that walks through the door.
And connecting even with mentors in the community.
Absolutely. There will be mentors there. Everybody there is there to support the youth that come in the door. We'll have financial literacy training. We will have anything and everything that you need to be your best self for the most part.
I'm Maria Boynton. My guest today is Shay Watkins, president and CEO of the Center for Working Families. We're talking about 100,000 opportunities. It's a coalition. They're coming together in Atlanta on May 3rd, that's Thursday, for a huge jobs fair, a hiring fair, ages 16 to 24. You want them to get up, get out, find an opportunity and stick with it, right, Shay?
Absolutely. And we just don't want anybody to have an excuse. We know that it's tough to get out there and find a job. It's tough to get connected. It's tough to know what is even available. And we want to bring all of that under one roof so that people can see the opportunities available to them and get connected to them very quickly.
So we talk about the opportunities and having no excuse and what they should do. I guess right now they should be figuring out the transportation to get to the fair.
Absolutely. The Georgia World Congress Center is definitely on the MARTA line. That was very intentional because we wanted to make sure that people have access to this opportunity. So we're very excited about it, and we just need you to register.
There's so many of y'all that are public stakeholders who are vested basically in getting young people, helping them to find work or create an education plan.
Absolutely. There have been over 50 nonprofits that have been engaged in this effort in addition to the employers. And we have been working on this since December of last year, pulling it together, making sure all of the resources are there. We've worked really hard to make this happen, and we just need the youth to show up.
Yeah, we're talking about such organizations as the United Way, Center for Working Families, even the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, 55 top U.S. companies and foundations, and they're launching the region's largest long-term effort to bring jobs to opportunity youth 16 to 24 years of age who are not in school and who are not employed. My guest today is Shay Watkins, president and CEO of the Center for Working Families. So when did you decide to start being vested and interested in the future of our youth?
Well, I started this work about 4 years ago when I became the president of the Center for Working Families. But I have always been engaged in community, making sure that our community is better and safe for all. So I've been doing this work for a very long time.
You from Atlanta?
I am from Michigan originally, but I went to Spelman College and came back here in 1998 to be part of the community here.
And you're doing a great job. I hear so much about Shay Watkins.
Thank you. The name
rolls off the tongue nowadays. Registration now open for that May 3rd job and resource fair. Shay telling us that she expects more than 2,000 folks to come in. More than 1,800 interviews and hundreds of on-the-spot job offers are expected at this free, and that is key, free hiring event at the Georgia World Congress Center. We've been talking about some of the companies that are going to be there, Shay, but we didn't tell them all.
We did not, because it's a long list of companies that will be there, but Yum Brands will be there, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Goodwill of North Georgia, Graphic Packaging, Hilton, the Atlanta Braves, Bank of America, Coca-Cola, CVS Health. There are so many companies that will be engaged at this fair, and they are just going to be sitting there and waiting for these youth to come so that they can interview them and provide them with opportunities. We are very excited.
Yeah, you've joined forces, I see here, with the mayor of Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, and more than 75 local leaders and service providers to host this Atlanta Opportunity Fair at the Georgia World Congress Center on May 3rd.
Absolutely. It's a large effort. It's a citywide, Metro Atlanta-wide effort. And what it shows is that we can all come together and work together on behalf of youth 16 to 24. So we're very excited for Mayor Bottoms' engagement. She had the opportunity to attend some of the meetings, and her level of excitement about what we're going to pull off was just powerful. So we are very excited about this. There are so many nonprofit organizations like the Center for Black Women's Wellness, Chris 180, Bobby Dot Institute, Big Brothers Big Sisters. All of us are really working together to pull this off.
It's being called unprecedented, long term. It's an effort that is a day-long job and resource fair happening on May 3rd at the Georgia World Congress Center right here in Atlanta, Georgia. If you know someone between the ages of 16 to 24 and they're not in school and they're not working, you might want to tell them about Atlanta's largest job fair for youth.
We are very excited, and this is not just one and done. We are going to have this job fair, and those that do not get hired on that day, we have resources available that will continue to work with you so that we can get you to a place of employment.
Shay Watkins is president and CEO of the Center for Working Families. We're talking about major U.S. companies who are aiming to capture Atlanta's opportunity youth with this huge job fair coming up on Thursday, May 3rd. Shay Watkins here giving us the lowdown on it. She says, there is no excuse for you not to come.
There is no excuse. There will be so many national companies there. And I want to make it clear that those companies that are coming here are looking to hire locally. So these are local jobs. There's no requirement to move. These are local jobs, local opportunities. And these are local nonprofits also that will be there to support you in any way possible.
Why should someone want to come?
Why wouldn't you? Everything that you need will be under one roof. Anything that you perceive as a barrier, we will be able to solve it for you. So I don't know why you wouldn't come. This could be the first step to a great opportunity, a great career, or it could be the first step to a different career, a different industry. Maybe you are working, but you want to see what else is out there. There's so many different options that will be available. I just don't know why you wouldn't come. And just check it out.
Yeah, it's the weekend right now, so they've got quite a few days until Thursday.
Absolutely.
To get ready for this.
Absolutely. And you don't really have to do a whole lot to get ready except register. And we will be there to help you as soon as you walk in the door with anything that you feel like you're not as good on, or if your resume isn't really up to par, or if your interview skills, you're a little nervous. There's going to be so much excitement and energy in the air that you will be ready to go and meet with one of these companies and just knock it out of the park.
And we talked about it being on the MARTA line if
absolutely.
You don't have a ride.
Absolutely. Georgia World Congress Center is on the MARTA line, the Vine City Station, and the Phillips Arena Station. So there's no excuse. All you have to do is hop on MARTA, get off, and we're going to be right there.
Yeah, because you talked about how you really don't have to prepare. Just find a way there because you're going to give them interview coaching. You're going to help them with their resume. And if they don't have the right attire, the proper attire, you're going to help them with that.
Absolutely. Nordstrom is actually a large sponsor of this event, and they will have resources there, as well as the Atlanta Center for Self-Sufficiency will have resources there as well for clothing options. So there's really no excuse.
So you're saying if we come in for a job interview that we might be able to put on some Nordstrom attire for a minute anyway.
Absolutely. And present your best self. That's the goal, is we want everybody to come and be comfortable and excited and present your best self.
Those who feel that they are ready.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you give them?
The advice that I would give them is to come and be sort of clear about what they want to do, an idea of the direction they want to take their career. And somebody there will be able to help you navigate the fair, because it is going to be a large fair, lots of people, lots of tables, lots of opportunity. But if you come in and you're clear about what you want to do, we can help direct you to that.
There are quite a few people who aren't working, you know, because of whatever reason. Some of it is because of childcare, right?
Absolutely. And we will have a resource there for that. Quality Care for Children will be there to help people navigate the early learning center environment and help you figure out if there are subsidies and resources that can help support you. Some people also are frustrated by trying to get a job with a criminal background. We will have a number of folks there that can help you navigate that as well.
What we're talking about is an initiative by some top U.S. companies and foundations to connect Atlanta's youth to jobs. It's happening on Thursday, May 3rd at the Georgia World Congress Center. And Shay Watkins is here. She's president and CEO of the Center for Working Families. She says there's just no excuse for you not showing up on Thursday.
No excuse at all. We'll have it all.
Plenty of employers are going to be there. Some folks, you're going to be hired on the spot. Give us some of the names of those companies again, Shay.
Yum Brands, Nordstrom's, Bank of America, Five Guys Burgers and Fries. There's so many various opportunities from A to Z. So there's got to be something there that piques your interest, that you're excited about. And we just want to make sure that you're there so that you can take advantage of the opportunities.
And yeah, when we talk about companies that are involved in all of this, we talk about FedEx as being one of them, correct?
Absolutely. Hilton Hotel, Graphic Packaging, Coca-Cola will be there. All of the big companies in town that we know and love will be there looking for you, youth 16 to 24, looking specifically for you.
And we talk about, you know, I gave a statement earlier from the Schultz Foundation, and we see Shannon Brown, who is Senior VP and Chief Human Resources and Diversity Officer at FedEx, says that they're proud to once again be working with the 100,000 Opportunities Initiative to help pave the pathway to meaningful employment for youth across this country. Even Atlanta Gaslight is going to be involved, too.
Absolutely. Every company that you can think of, we are hoping will be there. CVS Health, we know that CVS is continuing to grow and move into the healthcare space, so we're very excited for their participation. Our own Atlanta Braves will be there. We're very excited to have them. JCPenney, Papa John's, Walmart, even the world of Coca-Cola will be there looking for folks to employ.
It is a hiring fair on Thursday, May 3rd. Several major American companies helping thousands of Atlanta youth find jobs ages 16 to 24. If you need something to do or you don't like what you're doing right now, you probably should be there, right, Shay?
You should definitely be there. And even if you don't get a job that day, there will be resources there to help you continue your journey.
So, Shay Watkins, you've got this huge undertaking coming up on this Thursday, May 3rd at the Georgia World Congress Center. It's a hiring fair. Plenty of companies are going to be there. The city is involved with this. How should people register to be there?
People should register by going online to 100K, the letter K, opportunities.org/Atlanta. Please register, go online, let us know that you're coming.
But what if I don't have access to a computer?
If you don't have access to a computer, we got you covered. We still want you to show up. We want you to come. We want you to be there. And we understand that everybody doesn't have access. Okay. We want this to be for everybody.
It's a day-long fair.
It's a day-long fair. We will be there all day just waiting on you, Opportunity Youth from 16 to 24. We'll be there and we will be ready to serve you.
She's the no excuses lady, Shay Watkins, president and CEO of the Center for Working Families. It has been an extreme pleasure, Shay.
I have been more than happy to be here. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.